Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 23rd of March, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. So we're kind of picking up where we kind of left off on Friday's show. You might remember we were talking about EU, the Netflix, slowing it down to just SD. Well, that is a go already, and so is YouTube and now Amazon. Yes, both companies have made announcements that they will follow in the footsteps of Netflix after requests from the European Union industry chief to prevent traffic overload. Of course, this all has to do with so many people staying at home now and working from home now because of COVID-19. And that's because the internet speed for most people right now, it's a lot slower than it was a few weeks ago. From what we can tell right now, this is only being implemented in the EU, but you might want to brace for it yourself in your neck of the woods. As this damn virus keeps moving around the world, more people are staying home and working from home. Staying with COVID-19 news and Google, Google has launched its COVID-19 site to provide information, of course, about the virus. Now, Google has actually made some changes to the way their search engine works because of COVID-19, and they're hoping the launching of this dedicated website will provide even easier access to information. Of course, they partnered up with the WHO and the CDC, meaning, yes, this is strictly for the U.S. only, though we are hearing there's a possibility this will start being rolled out worldwide. For those of you that want to check it out, you can head on over to google.com/COVID-19. SoundCloud and Twitch are teaming up to help musicians right now because of, yes, COVID-19. We all know SoundCloud, yep, basically for the musicians out there. Twitch, yeah, obviously for the gamers out there. They're hoping to help musicians financially affected by the coronavirus outbreak. Of course, we've seen a lot of things going online right now. A lot of mainstream artists, say like Coldplay, or at least Chris Martin, John Legend, and many others, have actually been giving free live streaming performances to their audiences straight from their homes. Now, under this partnership, all SoundCloud Pro, SoundCloud Premier, and reposts by SoundCloud creators will actually get their Twitch-affiliated status fast-tracked. Meaning, yes, by gaining affiliated status, you'll be able to earn more revenue. Twitch is basically taking the incentive here that probably something the YouTube should have done in the first place. And finally, you one of those people out there on Facebook Messenger that just says, oh yeah, this is great, I'm going to pass it all to 2,562 of my friends. Meanwhile, about 2,560 of those friends are actually annoyed at you. I'm talking about forwarding messages. Well, soon, Facebook Messengers will only allow you to forward these messages to 5 people at once. If it sounds familiar to you, well, they did the same thing to WhatsApp back in 2018. At the time where they were saying, eh, we don't know if we're going to port this over to Messenger or not. We'll see. 2 years later, here we are. Actually, according to reverse engineer Jane Wong, the feature is actually currently in the development stage, which means it'll take a little bit longer before the thing goes live. So unfortunately for most of us out there, we're gonna have to live with it for a little while longer. Damn it. If you've got one of those stories that no one else is listening to, well, we would love to. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can subscribe to the news show. You can also support the news show over there. We do need your support to keep this show going. So please, if you do enjoy what we do here day in and day out for you, please head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month. You can help keep the news show on the air each and every week. Check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And come by our community over at our Slack room. We would love for you to be a part of it, so join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.